for the Hurt Heart, Redeeming the Time Brothers podcast, a podcast by Gene Kissinger and Norman Kissinger, two brothers who spent their lives in ministry and raising large families. Our desire is to provide a digital place for those who long belong. And as always, we want to leave a nightlight on for that nightlight is out of 1 John 14 and verse 18. Jesus speaking in the upper room discourse, I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. He's promising that the Holy Spirit would come to us and begin a healing, comforting work in our lives. This old world that we live in can indeed hammer your heart. It's almost impossible to get through any section of life without a hurt heart. No one can bring comfort to a grieving heart like Jesus can. Even the most supportive friend or relative can only do so much. The sympathy and kindness of others, while helpful, often falls short of what we truly need. Only Christ can understand the depths of our sorrow and offer the perfect words of comfort. God knows exactly when we need the comfort most. Sometimes it may feel like He's waiting until the very last moment when we're at our lowest point, ready to give up, but He always comes through with His love and support when we need it most. God also knows exactly where we need comfort. Whether we're in a dark dungeon, a lonely wilderness, a fiery furnace, or a den of lions, He's always there to provide His mercies and bring us peace. We can then share that peace and comfort with others who are struggling. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. God's comfort is a gift that's meant to be shared. When we receive comfort from God in our times of trial, we're then equipped to pass that comfort on to others who are struggling. This creates a beautiful cycle of comfort that can help us all weather the storms of life. As we experience God's comfort, let us remember to extend the same comfort to others who are in need. In doing so, we become vessels of God's mercy and compassion and help to spread His love and light to those around us. Mighty Father God, I thank You for those that have brought comfort into my life. But most of all, God, I am so thankful for You that comfort in a way that's beyond human words and human ways. And I pray that You'd help me to indeed pass that comfort I've received from You in my distressing times to those in their distressing times. Give us a sense of Your presence and peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, God bless you. I love you, but Jesus loves you so much more. Have a great night.